Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Kiteitze, Elul Tashin Ein Tes. I learned Shmuel Tzchus. First time I've been named Simcha. Ben Adin Amina. Besor Shel Chayisol. Davon Hachem Mordechai. Befer Simcha. Besor Shel Chayisol. Tzipor Leb Chaimah. Shel Besor Shel Chayisrael. Here we go. The first idea comes to us from maybe Asher of Stalin, the Divrei Aaron. Kiteitze L'Nechama Alay Vech. When you go out to war against your enemy, we know famously the Zohar tells us that you're going out against your Yitzhara. And Rabbi Asher of Stalin wants to tell us a deeper idea. He says when a Jew is Kiteitze, when a Jew leaves, and you leave your regular home, you leave your surroundings, you're immediately going out to war. As soon as you take a step out of that door, the Dalad Amos, says Rabbi Asher of Stalin, you have to be ready to fight. Ki teitze, says the Rabbi Asher of Stalin, as soon as you leave, alech lios arech lilach miyatrecham lamechama alaivech. You have to be ready, you can't be just on the defense, you have to have a good offense. And this reminded me of a nice idea from the Zlaim Latorim, the Merebi Rabbi Arya Kuhn likes to say, from Azanaim Latorah, Yaakov Avinu is about to go down to Mitzrayim, the biggest Yitzhar in the entire world. And he follows the three steps of the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Hey. Right? The Gemara and Brachas tells us on Daf Hey that there are three ways you're able to beat the Yitzhar. You should do battle with his Yitzhar Tov against the Yitzhar. If that works, good. If that doesn't work, says the Gemara, you should go learn Torah. If that works, good. If that doesn't work, say Kriya Shema. If that works good, if it doesn't work, think about the day of your death and you'll be good. Yaskir lo Yom Amisa says, thus Naim Latorah, Yaakov Avinu is about to go down to Egypt, down to Mitzrayim to see Yosef. What does he do? He sends down Yehuda to build the Beis Medrash. Step one of the Gemara. Next, he's on the border. He's about to meet Yosef at Tzadik. Yosef at Tzadik about to meet his son. And what happens? Yaakov Avinu, Chazal tells, says Krishma. Step two of the Gemara. He felt the Mitzrayim. He felt the Yitzhara. And finally, the next pasuk right after, what does Yaakov Avinu say? Amusa apam, now I could die. Yaski lo mimisa. Says Rabbi Asher of Stalin, says now Zanam the Torah, when it comes down to the Yitzhara, when it comes down to our own evil inclinations, we have to make sure to be on the offense. Can't just be on the defense. When a person's constantly thinking about the Rabbonu Shom, thinking about learning, thinking about davening, thinking about cheshbon and nefesh, that is the best way to be able to beat the Yitzhara. Beautiful idea, Rabbi Asher of Stalin, and the Oznayim Latorah. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Sfas Emes, the grandson of the Chiddush Arim, the father of the Emir Emes, the second Ger, Rabbi Chof Beis Dalet. Lo sira es chamor achicha oshora nofla b'yadarech v'salam t'mehem ahakim t'akimima. You should not make sure when you see your friend's donkey on the side of the road, you don't hide yourself, you shall surely raise it up and be with him. Says the Sfas Emes, a beautiful, beautiful insight. Says, what's the deeper idea of hakim t'akimima? And not only should you not only should you hide yourself from him, you have to be with him, you shall raise it with him. He says the Sfas Emes, the more you help him, the more the Rabbonu Shel Olam will help you, the more you'll be helped yourself. The more you help him, the more the Rabbonu Shel Olam will help, come and help you. You help your friend, the Rabbonu Shel Olam will help you. Which reminded me of a beautiful idea from the Kiddush HaSlevi. Rabbi Simon quoted it last week in the Barsha Shir. Kiddush HaSlevi on Shoivtim says, Shoivtim v'shol shetidecha b'chol sharecha. And says the Kiddush HaSlevi, the way we view others is the way the Rabbonu Shel Olam views us. The pasuk says, "V'shavtu asam mishpat tzedek." Be a shofet, always a righteous shofet. Says the Kedush Levi, if you look for the good in others, if you're melamed zchus al kol Yisrael, then the Rabbonu Shel Olam melamed zchus on you. The way you view others will be the way they view the way the Kedush Baruch Hu will view us. What a beautiful insight, especially in times of Rosh Hashanah, especially in times of El, to be able to view others with the Ayin Toiv. That's exactly what the Sfas Emes says here. Hakim, the more you care about others, the more you put into your effort into others, then Takim Imo, the Rabbonu Shel Olam will help you. A beautiful insight, the Sfas Emes. Kedushas Levi, moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Rebbe, Reb Simcha Bonim, Reb Shishcha, our second week in a row, we're having Reb Simcha Bonim. Or maybe 2 years ago we did Reb Simcha Bonim. But this time it's very important. Reb Simcha Bonim's Yortzeit, I believe, is Yod Beis. So if you look at the Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, by Shatnes, Gedilim Ta'asalach al arba kanvos kesuscha asher techasabal. Twisted threads you shall make for yourselves on the four corners of your garment, with you shall cover yourself. Right, the whole Indian over here of Shatnes. And this, the Reb Simcha Bonim has a much deeper idea here. It says, Gedilim Ta'asalach means a person has to make themselves a godol. You have to make yourself a godless Hashem. Vayigba liba b'darach Hashem. There's a time to have a nava, but there's a time to have a little gaiva to kedusha. There's a time to step up for the Rabbonu Shel Olam of chashivas of gadlus. Gedilim tasalacha means that a person understands that you're ben melech, that you have access to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. We're a prince, we're a princess. We have to understand it's time to be able to rise in the morning, to be able to step up. There's what to do. There's time to be able to have Anochi offer ve'efer. This is also time for bishvili nivra oilam. As Rabbi Simcha Bonus says, gidilim tasad lecha. Person, especially nowadays, you can't be embarrassed by Rosh Hashem. You have to be proud, proud Jews. This is actually what the Mor v'Shemesh gives us a little bit of an insight when we get up to daven in the morning. Why is it sometimes davening is a little hard? And obviously for a lot of reasons. But the Mor v'Shemesh says a person wants to make sure that their davening is good in the morning, and davening, who's always good, make sure to learn before. Says the Mor v'Shemesh, quoted by the Igor DePirka, the B'nai Sasker quotes it. Igor DePirka, on the footnotes, he quotes the Mor v'Shemesh. It said, Derech Eretz Kodma L'Toyra. Derech Eretz is Gematria Tefillah. Person, when it comes to real Torah, has to be guided with the tefillah. Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah, tefillah before Torah before tefillah. He says, "Ve'etz Hayutzal Azesh Yuchal Lomar Echad Shelo Yibalbel Also Machshavas Ros." You want to know how to not to have confusing thoughts in Shema Esrei? Sheyimal Torah Harbe Kodin Tefillah. Mishnayis Gemara V'Zayir. Make sure to be able to learn different things. Mishnayis Gemara V'Zayir, and that'll put you right into an element. L'zet Sarach Zrizash Gadol Sheyimal Harbe. At the end of the day, to be able to take upon davening seriously, make sure to daven a little bit, to make sure to learn Torah before the gada, but you have to be able to have that little gaiva to be able to get up in the morning. Tell your tzar, no, it's time to step up. Like the Lev Elio, Rav Eli Lapian used to say, that each one of us is going to have to step up against the Shulchan Aruch. When we go up to the Rabbeinu Shem after 120, and he says, the yitzhar always tells him to go back to sleep. So he tells the yitzhar, according to the seed for Sichos by Vodos Hashem, yitzhar says, Rav Elio, go back to sleep. And he tells his Yitzhar, you're up, I'm up. That's the avodah of Ayigba Liba B'dar Hashem. I'm going to learn a little bit in the morning before I daven. Beautiful insight of having a little guy with the Kedusha from Simcha Bonim and the Mor v'Shemesh and the Lev Elior V'Eli Lapian. Moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4 comes to us from the Chesed La'Avrom of Radomsk. So the Pasuk says, Perich of Gimel, Pasuk Yud Be'ez, Ayel Fanos Erev Yirchatz B'mayim, Echvo HaShemesh Yovo Atoch HaMachana. It's going to be towards evening. You should immerse himself in the water. When the sun sets, you may enter the midst of the camp. Right? It's talking about the third generation of the Adomi or of the Mitzri. If they want to convert, the third generation they can. And says the Chesed Avraham, what's the deeper idea in this pasuk of Ayel Lefanos Erev Yichatz B'mayim Uchavah Hashemesh? He says that at the end of the day, a Jew's job is Sumerah V'Asei Toif. But Ayel Lefanos Erev means first a person has to go away from the dark. Get away from the darkness of your life. Get away from the confusing, from the challenges. Get rid of the schmutz of your life. Then v'rachatz b'mayim. Then the Torah, then the tefillah, then the chesed can penetrate your soul. Why is it some people are so uplifted by Shabbat, some people aren't? Because sometimes people in the neshamas are just so, throughout the week, it's not being taken care of. It's not sumerat. If it's sumerat throughout the week, then it comes to Asi Tov of Shabbos. Then the neshama could mamish burn fire. And that's what the Chesed Avraham tells us. The deeper idea of the over here, first you have to get rid of the Erev, then Yichatz B'mayim. Then the Torah, then the Tefillah can have an effect. Which reminds me a little bit of an idea from, I believe the Shem Yishmael quotes it from the Avnei Nezer. There's an idea of going away from Ra V'Asei Tov, then there's an idea of how to go away from the Ra by doing V'Asei Tov. Because the Pasuk says, Sumerah, go away from the bed, and V'Asei Tov, but there's a Vav there. How do you do Sumerah V'Asei Tov? You're constantly doing good. You're constantly being on the offense, like the Kutzker told his chassid. Constantly thinking about the Rabbonu Shalom. I don't know how you have time to sin, says the Kutzker. You're constantly doing cheshbon nefesh, doing exposures, trying to help the family, whatever you can. There shouldn't be time for the Yitzhar. Obviously, everyone needs the time to relax and this and that. But says that as Avdei Nezer, Rabbi Kamenetsky actually talked about this in a beautiful shir about Shemir Seinayim. He says, if your entire life you're thinking about, don't think about this, don't think about that, you're going to be in the filth. Make yourself busy with holy things and let the light trickle in. Let the Kedusha trickle in. And then the Ra will fall by the wayside. A beautiful insight from the Chesed Avraham and the Avnei Nezer and Rabbi Kamenetsky of the Ares Shlita, my Rebbe. Finally, the fifth and final idea. The final Torah comes to us on the Maftir by Chofei Yud Zayin, by the Rebbe, the Reb Shlomo of Bells, the Bells of the Rebbe, Leket Imre Kodesh. Zechor Eitz Asher Ayasolecha Amalek Patarach B'Sizchem Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you left Egypt. You left Mitzrayim. Says the Belz Rebbe, the whole goal of Amalek is to make you asay lecha Amalek. He wants to make you like him. Amalek wants to make you like him, and a non-believer. The Rabbonu Shem exists, but only in Shemayim. To make you a scoffer, to make you to be a late, that everything's a joke. Remember what he did to you. He wanted to make you lecha Amalek like him, like himself. But to remember that you're a Ben. Remember that you're a Ben Melech. Amalek says everything is black and white. No, we're Ben. We have tshuva. We could come back to the Rabbonu Shem. Right? This reminds me of a machlokes Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I believe, we like to say over it. Rabbi Binyamin loves to quote this Gemara this time of year. Gemara says, when do we consider Bnei Hashem children? So Rabbi Yehuda says, we do the Ratzon Hashem. We're not do the Ratzon Hashem, we're considered Avadim. Rabbi Meir says, no, Bekach Lekach Nikor Banim. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, I believe 190, in the Tshuva Kuf Tzadi, that we paskin usually like Rabbi Yehuda, and Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, but here we paskin like Rabbi Meir, and the Korbeinu Rebbe says it's a mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba, that to end the day to tell the Jewish nation that no matter what, wherever a Jew goes, a Jew could always come out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But a Malik, what does a Malik do? A Malik wants us to make us forget the Ribbono Shel Olam, to have a suffix if we have connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look what you did the whole entire year. A Malik not just suffix. No, we have access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mekach, mekach, nek Ribbonim. That's what the Rashba writes. Lahalacha, lahalacha. It's not such a chassidish avort. It's a lahalacha. We pack it like a mirror. Beautiful insight from the Belzer Rebbe and the Kabriner explaining in the Rashba, explaining like Machlokes. Let's review these five ideas. The first idea, except from Rav Asher of Stalin, kiseitz lanachama la'ivecha. As soon as you leave your house, know that you have to be on the offense because it's a crazy world out there. Lanachama, you have to be a fighter. You can't just be on the defense. And that's where Rabbi Aryeh Cohen Shlita told us. In Yeshiva, from the Torah, from the Laznayim Latoyer, it's kavaldik to see the inside. I believe it's Parshas Vayigash. The Yaakovina follows the Gemara in Brachas about how to beat the Yetzer Hara with the Yetzer Torah by learning Torah, Krishma, and Yaskulim Misa. Right before he goes down, he sends the Yehuda to build a base Midrash Goshna. Then he's on the border. He says Krishma with Yosef. Then he follows. He's taking a few steps in. Then he says Amusapam. Now I can die. So Mamish following these three steps. We have to be on the offense against the Yetzer Hara. That's what Yaakovina did against Mitzrayim. The second idea from the Sasem is Hakim Taki Mimo. What's the deeper idea? Hakim, if you care about other people, then Taki Mimo, the Rebbe Shem is going to care about you. The way you treat others, the way the Rebbe Shem will treat you. And that's exactly what the Kedushas Levi says. The way you view others, the way you judge others, the way we look at other people, the way we look at their families, the way we look at their sneas and their learning and davening, whatever it is, that's the way the Rebbe Shem will view us. And this is what Kedushas Levi 101, always looking to be melamed tzchus and klai, so always looking for the good in other Jews. A beautiful insight. The third idea, right, at the end of the day, you have to make yourself these strings by the mitzvah, since it's a shanis. Gedilim taslucha means that make yourself a gadol. When it comes to Avodah Hashem, there's a time to have anoichi off of Efer, to be modest and humble. There's also a time to be ba'i b'liba b'dar Hashem, to have gaiva for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Mor Meshemesh tells us. Why? How is it that people's diamonds are better in the morning than other people's? Because if you learn before, you come into the place of Elyon, come into the place of Elyonim, and you bring it to Tachtoinim. You bring in a place of godless, you bring that down to you. Then at the end of the day, your davening will be better. But to be able to get up in the morning, you need to have that little gaiva, like Rav Elio Lapian said, Lev Elio. If his Yitzhar said, go back to sleep, Elio. And he used to say, if you're up, I'm up. Rav Elio Lapian said, I'm going to open up the Shulchan Aruch. At least I want to say, I got up to the first, at least I was able to iskaber kari, at least the first simon. Beautiful insight from Chabon of the Mor B'Shemesh, Rav Elio Lapian. The fourth idea of the Chassid Avram. First, v'hayil fanus erev, so may ra, to go away from the bad, then v'asei tov, then v'rachetz b'mayim. And that's what the Av Nezer says, did a little differently, so may ra v'aidei asei tov, right? And Siva Shama actually talks about this as well. How do you get through the bad? Through doing a lot of good. Through doing a lot of light, then the darkness will trickle away. The Sarma actually say that Elul is an Indian of Sur Meira, and Tishrei is, there's so many mitzvahs, that's the Indian of Asi Tov. That's not for now. Beautiful idea of the Chesed of Ram Avni Nezer. But Kamenetsky said, the more you focus on the Tumma, then you're just going to be involved in the Tumma. Have light, and then light will detract it away. Beautiful idea of the Chesed of Ram Avni Nezer. But Kamenetsky, finally the fifth and final idea of Shalom of Belz, Zechor Eis HaShad Lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you, that he wanted him to make him, you like him. Aselecha Amalek, he wanted you to make him like him, to have doubts in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to have sosvekas in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But to understand that at the end of the day, Bekach v'inkach nikra banim, says the Rashba, we usually pass from like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we pass from like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass from like Rabbi Meir. And the Korbeinu Rebbe said, it's a mitzvah of the Rashba, to remember that we always have access to the Ribbono Shel Olam, never to believe that in that inner voice that tells us we can never return to the Ribbono Shel Olam like Amalek wants us to have sfeikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. No. At the end of the day, to be able to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zochet to take these ideas of always be on the offense against the Yetzer Hara, for caring for others, looking for the good in others, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will look for the good within us. To have the gaiva, the kedusha, the righteous gaiva, the righteous arrogance from the right way, to be able to make sure that we're strong, passionate, proud Jews. Make sure that we're going away from the bad and doing a lot of good, and maybe sometimes even doing a lot of good will even push away the bad. And as a Shem, to always remember that we're banim, we have direct access to the Ribbono Shel Olam.